This recording, Jamaica 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. At the moment, I'm an actor. I just finished doing a show with the Melbourne Theatre Company. I did a play by Joanna Murray-Smith, which was the first professional job I've done, I guess you could say, since graduating from drama school. At the moment, I'm working on a piece back at drama school with one of the postgraduate students, creating a show from scratch, which is difficult and has its own crazy problems making a work from nothing, essentially. Well, not nothing, but just having an idea and then trying to build a whole show around that one idea, which is very different to what I've just come out of, which was a state theatre show, and then coming in back into something that's really based in creating from the very beginning. And then after I finish this, I will be starting to rehearse a musical with Geoffrey Rush, which is exciting. He's a lovely man. It should be a bit of fun. It's kind of good, I think. In the year since graduating, I've kind of got a chance to do the different kinds of theatre. So a kind of generic commercial audience state theatre show, and something that's then doing something that's more creating from scratch and independent or a bit left, and then going and doing a musical. So I've been quite happy with dipping my fingers in lots of pies, I guess. England Is a Bitch by Linton Kwesi Johnson. When we just come to England town, when we just come to London town, we used to work pon the underground. But working pon the underground, you don't get for know your way around. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, there's no running away from it. Me get a little job in a bit hotel, and after a while, me was doing quite well. Them start me off as a dishwasher, but when me take a stack, me not on clock watcher. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, no better try fi hide from it. When them give you the little wage packet, first them rabbit with them big tax racket, you have to struggle for make ends meet, and when you go to your bed, you just can't sleep. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, and all I may tell are true. Me used to walk dig ditch when it call no bitch. Me did strong like a mule, but boy, me did fool. Then after a while, me just stop the overtime. Then after a while, me just put on me tool. England is a bitch, there's no escaping it. England is a bitch, you have to know how to survive in it. Well, me do day work and me do night work. Me do clean work and me do dirty work. Them say that black man is very lazy. But if you see how me work, you would have said me crazy. England is a bitch, there is no escaping it. England is a bitch, you better face up to it. Them have a little factory up in a Brackley. In a this year factory, all them do is pack crackery. For the last 15 years, them get me labor. Now after 15 years, me fall out of favor. England is a bitch, there is no escaping it. England is a bitch, there is no running away from it. Me know them have work in abundance. Yet still, them make me redundant. Now at 55, me getting quite old. Yet still, them say, me fi go draw dole. England is a bitch, there is no escaping it. England is a bitch, is where we are good about it.